did put a RFP on the street asking for bidders to offer bids that would provide us with initially about 25,000 square feet that has an expandable capability to 50,000 square feet. The bids had recently been closed, and so we're going through the analytics and determine which is going to be the best. But all in all, I think it's a fait accompli that the Satellite Center will be in Springfield, but we're not going to hatch the egg before it's time. There's still some due diligence that's involved and some additional support that we need, but I'm excited about it. I think.
How soon do you think we'll see that satellite campus? I guess that's a question everybody wants to know.
Yeah, well, I can't really pinpoint a specific time. Our hope is to, within this first semester, have all of the essential elements established, organized, and positioned to make an announcement before the next semester. But there's some uncertainties that we have that we need to get handled before we can be more definitive as to when.
What are some of those uncertainties?
Well, uncertainties is really identifying a space that's going to be appropriate and adequate. And so we have to, again, analyze the bids to determine whether any of those bids meet our standards. And if, say, they don't, then that slows the process down. So those kind of blind spots or unknowns is what I'm talking about.
And you still got to figure out how to pay for it as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we're going to be I think that we have the capability of meeting whatever our cost demand is going to be. And at the actual point is that once this satellite gets up and running, it should actually cash flow on its own. Not immediately, but with time, when you have students taking advantage of the opportunities that are going to be offered.
Is UMass's presence in Springfield going to be a threat to AIC, Western
privates?
New England, the other, right, the private?
Yeah, no. In fact, it may create just a little healthy competition, but for the most part, the intent is for us to come into academic spaces where the privates aren't currently, and if they are, that the demand is heavy enough where you can justify having UMass entering that space. Again, there may be some areas where over time that there may be some head up competition, but for the most part we don't want to come in and do anything to undermine the privates and the contribution that they make. However, our citizens do need a public option to access the higher education aspirations that they have, because affordability is a major issue in this country and also within the Commonwealth. And UMass is a great brand, and it's certainly affordable. And that's we have a fiduciary in a intrinsic responsibility to be responsive to the Commonwealth's needs, because this is a Commonwealth college. UMass doesn't belong to UMass. It belongs to the people of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.